This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A miracle happened in Israel back in 1983. My man Amir was born. At least that's what Wikipedia told me. With a golden smile and chiseled abs, this dude is absolutely a hunk. He's the only reason anyone watched College Humor. And he's definitely not a chipmunk. And after all those years, I can finally forgive him for saying prank was fake. But I'll never forgive him for being friends with a punk-ass bitch like Jake. Listening to the Advice Show podcast. If I were you, hosted by the star of Harold and Kumar 3 and some other dude. Fuck you, Jake.
Yeah,
you piece of shit. You absolute. How many great theme songs did you weed through to get to the absolute bottom of the barrel bullshit?
I didn't even listen to the lyrics. They were cute. I like the fucking.
They were cute. You had a bit part in Harold and Kumar 3.
It was.
A very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
I don't know.
You were absolutely like ninth billing in that.
They talked about both of us equally.
They didn't. I was trashed. I was dragged.
Julia Nunes.
In front of Julia Nunes.
That's good, because I have leaned way more towards Jake this whole time, so I feel like you just had to even the score.
Things out.
That's Jake's thanked in my album liner notes, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
I get a shout out.
Jake was there, Amir was there, not the me Amir, though.
Not you, Amir.
Different Amir got a thank you in the liner notes of your new album.
But this Jake is for real.
Even though it just says Jake. You're telling him point blank it's Hurwitz.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah.
The Amir is who? What's that person's last name? The other one? Just,
his name is Amir, not Blumenfeld.
That's awesome. So it's like a hyphenated situation. Yeah. My mom remarried someone with a last name not, had a baby. That was written by Brandon Lee. So yeah, he loves both of us equally, he says.
Really?
Maybe there's another
theme
one.
Theme song didn't really reflect that.
Yeah.
Let's write another one, Brandon.
It was kind of Julia Nunes chic, that song, right? A little bit. It was like one person, guitar, or ukulele.
That sounded a lot like a guitar to
me. Okay. What's the difference in musically between a guitar and a ukulele beyond just the size?
That's it. That's all there is to it. Just
so you
a
can
small,
hear
small
the size
guitar.
Of the instrument
I can,
through.
Yeah. That's and cool. That's but that's because I have perfect size hearing.
So right. You can hear.
It's different than perfect pitch. You can always tell what size an instrument is.
Yes.
How tall
this
am
drum
I?
Kit is huge. Yeah. This is a massive kit.
Can you tell how much I weigh by what I sound like?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
275.
That's close. That is close. You're within 180.
And that's my range. That's my guaranteed within 180 pounds.
Yeah.
I could tell you how big your guitar is within 180 pounds. Well, I don't doubt it.
Thank you. It's on my business
If somebody
card.
Told you, you have to guess within 180 pounds of the entire seating max of the Rose Bowl, 100,000 guesses. But if you get one wrong, we'll punch you in the face. But if you get them all right, we'll give you $1,000.
100,000 guesses.
100,000 guesses.
Do they all have to be different?
Yeah, they're different people because it's like the Rose Bowl was sold out, and as they leave, you're guessing within 180 pounds.
Yes, I could absolutely do that.
Wait, what is? what were the stakes? Because if you're wrong, you get punched in the face, and if you're
wrong,
right,
just
anything
once.
Does anything happen?
Yeah, if you're right, you get $1,000.
$1,000.
Lot of work.
It's a lot of time. It's 180,000 people. 180,000.
No, 100,000. 100,000 guesses. 180.
How long
pounds,
was that? With
$1,000.
How long would that take?
I don't know. What, 6-8 months? But you're getting a G.
Also, they all have to line up.
Yeah,
like,
no,
everyone
they're
has
leaving.
To agree to wait
on their
to
way
walk
out.
By.
They have
me
just 100,000 people walking by you, single file.
And would you just always guess 200, 200, 200, and then wait until you see a really fat person, and you're like, all right, I guess 300.
Or
no,
a really,
there's
really
definitely babies.
Or a baby. Yeah.
There's babies that.
If a baby is crawling out, what the hell do you do? You guess 200, you get jacked in the face.
I think I go 100, 200, 100, you know, like.
Right.
Just, within, you know.
That's cool. Nice. That'll keep them at a clip.
That'll keep the babies.
100, 200. 100, 200.
No, I think you'll, like, I'm not saying yes to this, but I think you'll have a harder time getting all of those people to agree to this.
They've already agreed.
Because what do they get?
They already get it, yeah. I've paid them $2.
What they get is the potential opportunity to punch you in the face if you guess their name.
Yeah.
The person I get wrong punches me, not you.
Yes, no, the baby that you miscalculated gets to sock you. It's hard to get a free pass at a punch in the face.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know I was being offered an adorable punch. Because if it's a baby.
If a baby's punching you
in the face,
I'd absolutely do it.
I'm all right.
Slightly different, but same world of questions. Can I write a contract that says, I want you to punch me in the face? And you would do it, but it's completely legal? Or can I always sue you? For assault.
Our show's changed a lot since the last time you've been. Amir asked these kind of weird, esoteric.
Not even philosophical as much as they are legal questions.
Like, what would you do if.
Yeah, like if I wrote something that said, I want you to punch me in the
face. It's not even a would you rather. It's just, wouldn't it be crazy?
If. Do you think there's a lot, there's a document that would allow you to do that?
For me to punch you in the face.
That's right.
And we both sign it, and you can't ever...
Sue you.
Okay. And your question to me is, does that document exist? Will it hold up?
Yeah, will it hold up in court? Or will, you can still punch me, break my nose, and be like, oh, I didn't want that.
Right.
You punched me too hard.
So, I mean, if I know anything about BDSM, I feel like all of those contracts, really...
Oh, do those people have to sign contracts?
Some people do.
Interesting.
Just to prove that the, maybe assault you did was
that's
consensual.
The thing. They sign up for, some pretty...
There's a safe word.
Yeah. But is the safe word a legal doc, or is it by the way?
The safe word is contract.
Yeah. The safe word is help, stop, not now.
Jesus.
All right, let's use that as a segue. Not now.
Help, stop, not now.
I'm drinking
later.
Tea.
Later. you can electrocute my...
Step on my with a high heel later.
Crush me later.
We'll use that as a segue to the actual point of the podcast, which is an advice show called If I Were You, hosted by me and Jake. Sometimes just the two of us. Sometimes we have a friend in the studio, Julia Nunes, is here. You've been on the show before. Once, twice, three times?
Once.
Lady.
That's cool. Still good. Still good.
This was back when we were living in Los Feliz, in the casita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mansion on the hill.
For sure.
But we go way back. You were in Jake and Amir videos 10 years ago?
At least.
Could it be?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was a sophomore in college.
Oh, my God.
That's 19.
Sorry, am I on trial here?
The story is, I was a sophomore in college, and I believe you guys came and made a video with me in my dorm room.
I have
a contract.
Nice. Yeah, we did enter your dorm room when you were 19.
Yeah.
And shot a video.
I was young. I was college aged, I think, when we did that.
I was 38. I shouldn't have been there.
That was before anyone knew about sliding into DMs, but that's what happened.
There weren't even DMs.
Yeah,
so
how did we contact?
We...
With Twitter. It was Twitter, right?
No, this was before Twitter.
I think it was YouTube messages. That's my memory.
Cool. That's
YouTube
cool.
messages.
Damn. And then we did a show at your college, and we met up.
Yeah. You guys performed at my school. Every woman I had ever met was like, "You're hanging out with them after." And I was like, "I am hanging out with them after." And
then we hang out after?
We did.
We made a video.
I thought that was before.
Was it?
I think we made a video before, then we hung out after.
Okay.
I think we hung out after.
All right. There you have it.
Either way. We chilled.
We chilled.
It was very casual.
And now, if we really look at it, we're lifelong friends.
We are.
Accidentally, yeah. We're lifelong friends.
That's right. I remember I tried to get you to commit my birthday to your memory because you said I don't remember anyone's birthday.
Is it January 15th?
That's really close.
13th. 18th.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
She but got it within 180 pounds.
But you don't know many birthdays, right?
Zero.
So how did I hammer that home? I just kept
because
reminding
you. Because it's 15 days after mine, which is why I was like
15, right.
And then I was and I can usually remember like odds and evens. Like I knew it wasn't the 14th.
No, of course not. That's insane.
Absolutely not. Definitely the 16th. Not.
Yeah. No way.
Well, except those are evens. You guessed odd and it is an even.
It's not. Yeah. Oh,
but 18 is kind of an odd number.
It's
if
an
you
odd,
really think about
it's an
it.
Odd even. Like oh, what? No.
It's like 15 odd yeah. plus 3 also odd.
Because my birthday is January 3rd, and I only remember my mom's because it's 20 days after. And then Amir was like, okay, well, mine's 15 days after.
And that made her forget her mom's birthday,
which is fine for me because that's still a double.
Julia sends you a present every year.
That's meant for her mom.
And then you asked a bunch of times after we had that conversation.
Remember, 15 days after, 15 days mm-hmm. after.
You would quiz me.
January 15th? So now it's another reinforcement, my biannual reinforcement of January 18th.
Yeah. I'm gonna lock it in at some point. Give me a couple years. Yeah,
let's take a random guess at mine.
4.
That's pretty good.
That's actually really close.
The date is the date of the month is really close. Can you guess the month?
What do you seem like?
That's a really good follow up.
That's a good first message on a dating app.
What do you seem like?
Save that. Okay, let's go with September.
Ooh, also very close.
Ooh, so no.
September 4th, August 5th is me.
August
But that
5th.
Was like a month late and a day early.
Great.
And a buck short.
within 180 days.
All right, I need a lady's name so we can refer to this lady anonymously.
Claire.
Claire writes, "Hello, friends. I'm not so much in a bind, but my problem is this. I have a boyfriend. Guys, girls, Yikes. To me, guys, girls, to me, it doesn't matter. But recently, I've been working out quite a bit, feeling confident, and now I'm finding myself getting lots of attention. I find myself in tons of situations where I'm constantly getting hit on. Yes, I'm bragging, but it happens everywhere I go. My boss hits on me a lot. People at the grocery store.
That's not necessarily bragging. That's like,
exes
boss hitting
out.
On me is like not. Yeah, that's not good.
Exes reaching out, random girls on the street, guys and girls in bars. Good enough, prick.
I mean, this part sounds cool.
I love my boyfriend and would never cheat, but I want to know, how do you resist temptation when you're in a relationship? How has this affected your past relationships? It's all around me, and honestly, it's getting hard, pun intended, to resist. Is this something ladies deal with more than guys? Do you think the fact that you get hit on in public or in private or et cetera? I know for one, like, nobody's hitting on me when I'm going to a grocery store.
I don't know. I think it probably depends on the person. There's some people that are just, like, orbs of, like, hit on me, and then there's some people that are straight up not.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced catcalling, like, random on the street, yelling, like, drive-by yelling, whether it's you or a friend you're with?
Yeah, of course.
And so what is that feel
I've experienced
like?
It outside your office.
Right here?
Yeah, downtown
I was
LA.
Kidding about that, by the way.
It was you.
Yeah, what happened? What's the – take me through an example.
Okay, well, I used to live in Hollywood, like, right near Hollywood Boulevard and
– Times Square of L.A.
Which is such a ridiculous statement. It's so small compared to Times Square.
Yeah, but it's, like, the touristy, trafficky, hot – loud part of LA.
If anyone who has been to Times Square comes to Hollywood Boulevard and thinking it will be like that, would be so disheartened.
Yeah, there is nothing like Times Square in LA. I mean, I guess downtown has really tall buildings. But
yeah, I didn't mean like the size of the buildings.
Right.
The quality
of being in that area.
Yeah.
The other tourists who will be there are like the tourists who will be in Times Square, but just like 1/100th of them and way less fun things to do.
Sure. Because, hey, we all love hanging out in Times Square.
There's no M&M store.
Yeah. Actually, there is. There's a Madame Tussauds on Hollywood and Vine. Anyway, what happened?
And they sell
there?
Peanut M&Ms.
It's just the kind of place where like, you'll be walking and someone will be like, where are you going? Where are you headed to? Where's the party at? What's up? And then they'll just, like, keep walking behind you. And then if you ignore them, then maybe they'll do that for, like, 10 blocks.
Whoa, 10 blocks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I used to live right there, so I felt like I couldn't go home. So I would, like, zigzag, go to the Muji.
That's insane.
Look at journals for a long time.
Guy right behind you, what are you journaling? What are you going to write? What's going on?
I feel like when you hear catcalling, and I know this is also wrong, but, like, so, like, the shithead response is like, what's a compliment? Like, if I'm walking down the street and somebody yells, nice ass, I'm like, thank you. But it's not that. It's straight up somebody asking you what you're doing and where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
saying, where are you going, is the creepiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's like, where are you going? Because I'll be there too. If you tell me, I'll also be able to be around.
Yeah, invite me somewhere.
That's what they're saying.
Do you already know that I have the last track on my record is about this? Do you know that already?
What is it?
It's called Boys.
Okay. I read the lyrics before we came up here because Shout out to Julia Nunes' jacket on the album, which has the lyrics. So nostalgic for me. It reminds me of my Spin Doctor CD.
Yeah, I want you to be able to like put it on and sit down with your little thing and read along.
I love it.
Because that's how I did it when I got records.
What is Boys about?
Well, the first line of the song is called, "This is a song for the boys who follow me down the street."
I got it.
And it's basically about how I would love to not have my day ruined, which is like, if I am mean to someone, my day is worse. You know, like, I don't enjoy being mean to someone.
And you have to be mean to them.
Well, you have a couple of options, you know, run the whole gamut of options. Ignoring is one that doesn't feel great because it goes on for much longer. Saying something, you risk it going very badly. You risk them responding very badly.
Because you give them what they want.
No, because you don't give them what they want.
What they want is for you to tell them exactly where you're going.
Yeah. Tell them you don't have a boyfriend. Tell them your name and tell them that you are.
And then smile.
Yeah, and smile. I don't totally understand what they're expecting, but the response that I have tried is to be like, no, thank you. And sometimes they'll just like hit you back with an insult.
Mm.
Sometimes they'll.
Right. I wonder if like half of them are waiting, like what they'd rather do is insult you, but they're just like, they just want to give you, they want that like that
reason
opening to do that.
Yeah.
Have you tried? Here's an idea. Like doing a like just a fart noise, but like a really like inconspicuous one, so it seems like a real fart.
I would love to just turn around and do like a long like. At them.
Yeah.
How long? I have really good breath control, so I can just really keep it
like
up.
Even
for
your
a long
sample
time.
Was really long.
We'll call that option four.
Option four. And then the song on my CD is like an imaginary world where I sing at them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Where like this
that's
is your
cool.
fantasy.
Have you decided like what you're going to do a music video for? Because I could kind of see that happening.
Yeah, it's just like rife with music video ideas. I'm not sure what I want to do.
Okay.
Could turn into like a John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John thing, you know?
Ooh, ooh.
That was a really problematic song.
Really?
Yeah, she changed for him.
But he also changed for her.
Did he? I thought he was wearing all black greaser
and
outfit.
Love it.
No, he was wearing a cardigan.
I thought that was earlier in the movie.
No,
anyway,
I think
we'll watch.
I think it
later.
Ends with him wearing a cardigan. She comes and she's in all black, and then he quickly takes off the cardigan.
Thank God we both agree. So the hotter way to be is this way. All right, We're on the same page. You better shape up. But this lady doesn't seem to be talking about the unwanted catcalling attention. It seems like she's into this attention flirtation situation.
She's a walking orb of hit on me, which can be fun.
Do you have anybody like that in your life?
An orb?
An orb. Do you ever walk around with an orb of hit on me?
Yeah, I do. One of my best friends is like a real orb.
Oh, huh. And, what's that like?
It's great. She has fun with it.
Yeah.
She's just like, most of my house right now is single, almost everyone. And we just kind of like walk around and see what happens. And most of the time, one of us is getting hit on. It's pretty.
And is it often the orb?
Is the orb or me? Or...
Oh my God.
You're an orb. You're an orb.
Holy shit.
Maybe. I don't know anymore.
You're running away from the microphone. all right. So is the, but the orb's not in a relationship.
See, well, I think what's happening here is like this girl, she said she's like working out. She's like experiencing a glow up.
That's right.
She's getting attention that she wasn't getting before. Mm-hmm. So I understand why it feels good.
But does it feel better than being in a relationship?
Honestly, it might. I think there's like, if you're enjoying the attention a lot, and it's fine to enjoy the attention and have no intention of following through on any of it. I think it's okay to be a flirt. I'm a little bit of a flirt.
So enjoy the attention if it's not your intention.
Yeah. But then also, I think that you don't necessarily feel bad about like, I am enjoying my newfound attention and I want to try to like get laid a bunch. Or, like, flirt a bunch or make out with strangers, then, like, do that, just break up with whoever you're with. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Maybe the person you're with is okay with that.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. Okay.
Could
but
be.
Either way, you should let the other person know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, conversation is actually a really great indicator.
What is her question? It seems like all she's done is just been like, my life is great. I'm in a relationship. And when I go out in the world, I get to flirt all the time.
How do you resist temptation when you're in a relationship?
Oh, resist temptation?
I did not. I never did. So don't do it. Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay, I have some thoughts that like sometimes when you're like actively trying not to do something, then you're like, oh no, I'm resisting. It's like this feels bad because I'm resisting temptation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just like, I'm allowed to do whatever I want, you'll probably find that you don't want to fuck most of the people you flirt with. Am I allowed to swear?
You can swear. You can say that.
Sorry, no, I actually really, that really... That really freaking bothered me.
Just delicately holding his ears
they're
for
bleeding.
All the people listening.
Is this what pearl clutching
so
is?
So sweet in the touching of his ears.
Ooh.
Jake has become a fragile doily since this last. A thin doily in the wind.
I'm a doily of a man.
A snowflake made out of tissue paper.
Ooh, wow.
What were you saying? You can... Something about fucking and flirting and
if you're holding yourself back and it's like a big deal and it feels like you're being like just like stuffing down anything you want, then like everything feels like a forbidden fruit. But if you're actually allowed to do whatever you want, then like most of the time you don't want those things.
Right.
You just like flirting.
I feel like I've also found that people that are like very forward in flirting with me, I'll have fun with that, but that's never ever been who I like want to fuck. Yeah. I want to hook up with people who are shy. That's that's more my speed. I'm the opposite of an orb. I'm a black hole.
You saw Chernobyl, right?
Oh God.
Jake's a nuclear meltdown of a man, giving off radiation.
I'm a core. I'm a graphite.
I'm plutonium 682. Is there anything we didn't talk about in this world?
I'm a dosimeter.
Oh. I would just say, like, enjoy it. Just enjoy yourself.
But do you think she'll enjoy it less if she breaks up and it's like, oh, now I can be with all these people? Is there something about the forbidden fruit of it all where, oh, I'm in a relationship. Ooh, this person's talking to me. It's extra.
Probably. Bad. She probably just, like, wants to feel the, like, the craziness of it all. And because if she was signal. She's signaling to everyone that she's taken.
Very good. Nice recovery.
Thank you. If she was single, she would probably be like, oh, well, like none of this is actually what I want.
Right.
But because she's like made it a forbidden fruit, just like let yourself enjoy all of the things.
I wonder though, like that tracks for me too. Like she, even in addition to liking the attention, I feel like she likes the little delicate dance as well.
Right.
Like, oh, but what do I do? Like the conflict.
I shouldn't touch this.
Right. That's
playing
fun
with fire.
Too.
playing with fire.
Yeah, play with fire. Get burned. We're all young. We're all going to die.
You have a lot of third-degree burns on your body,
That's
though.
Right. I've been... Half my hair is missing.
Again, Chernobyl style. You got to watch this show. It's so funny. all right, let's take a break. We'll come back and answer some more questions with Julia. Woo! This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10%
ooh.
Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. And we're back. Hey, Julia, do you have any?
Oh, it's less sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. Sorry about that last part. Obviously.
Yeah. I said it's gross in the song. You heard my reaction.
And that's why you're my favorite.
That's why I'm in the liner notes, baby.
Yes, unsolicited advice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And?
Yeah, just off the top of my head, advice that I would give to the general public. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Preach. Preach.
Okay.
Preach.
Okay. This is inspired by the last person, so I guess it's not that unsolicited. But I would say, work out every day. It's the best.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Exercise in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I've never worked out every day in my life, like, consistently, and now I've been doing it for, like, 2 months, and I feel cool.
60 days working out every day.
Yeah, every Dope. Day. It's crazy.
You don't have a break? You don't take a day off?
No.
Wow.
Because okay. if I do take a day off, then the next day I also take a day off. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
So you're just a pattern seeker.
What kind of exercise are you doing? Is it the same every day? Is it varied?
I belong to a gym and I do hot yoga. So I do like...
One of those things
every day.
I've been also on this same tip since I've been living back in New York City. It improves my mood so much. I don't know if you're a morning workout or an afternoon, but I used to be an afternoon workout person. But I found that like I was just waking up and I would be in like a bad mood until the end of the day. And I'm really tired when I wake up. I don't want to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do something, even if it's just like riding my bike over the Williamsburg Bridge, mm-hmm. that is like it drastically improves my mood and it makes my entire day so much better.
Yeah. Even if I don't want to do anything at all, there's usually like one thing that I can get myself to do, like a very, very small, and then the small wakes everything else up, and then I can do other stuff.
Yeah, by the time you like finished a small, you're like, oh, I'm not gonna do a small. I'm already at the gym.
I'll do a tall.
I do that all the time where I'm just like, all right, like I don't have the energy to go for like to go to the gym. I'm gonna go for like a quick run. Mm-hmm. And then like I'll run for a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, now I'll do a long run.
Yeah.
I think varying your exercise is so important because for me, going to the gym and doing the same thing would get so stale and I'd be so bored.
Mm-hmm.
LA is really nice because like if you don't feel like going to the gym, you could just go on like a big hike.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And I live by the beach.
Do you ever swim in the ocean?
Yeah, I like jump in the cold ocean sometimes.
Whoa, I've never done that.
That's another thing about living with seven people.
You guys just jump into the ocean.
I can usually get one person. If I'm like in the mood, I can send that group text and be like, who's leaving with me in the next 5 minutes to jump in the ocean?
Wow. And then what do? You run to the ocean, jump in, and run back?
Basically, yeah. But then it's the same thing where you're like, all we're going to do is jump in the ocean for a second. And then you like get there, you swim around, you hang out, and you talk. That's and then cool. you like go in the ocean again. It's like a whole thing.
That's yeah. Nice. Did you ever go into the ocean in LA?
I've been, yeah, a couple times. But
I never jump into the ocean.
You've never jumped into the ocean?
Maybe like when I was younger, but like not in the last 5 years.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Do you want to jump in the ocean after this?
I don't know. It's so far away. How about this? We'll take a bum shower in the bidet downstairs.
Jesus.
So you turn it on the nozzle cleaning setting. Have you done that?
Yeah. Well, you've already done that today. It's the only thing. You were using it as a water pick.
You get a dry bar of soap and just go to town.
I think if I ever move back to LA, I would maybe want to live on the West Side. It's weird to me that like coming from the East Coast, you move all the way to California, mm-hmm. the Golden Coast, and then you're just like, and I'll live 14 miles inland in the hottest part.
Yeah, that is interesting. But like we lived in the West Side of LA for a little bit, and like at night it kind of dies down.
Yeah,
it's like a better place to live during the day. It felt like.
But I think that for us at that time, when it was me and you and Marty living together, we didn't want to be in a place that died down at night.
Right.
Now I would fucking love to be in a place that dies down at night.
Yeah. What do you mean dies down? Like stuff to do?
Yeah. Like at 10 p.m., it just seemed like every restaurant and bar were already closed.
We were in Santa Monica. I think it's different. Or we were in a part of Santa Monica that was more like
shopping.
A sleepy little town.
Yeah. Mm.
But we also didn't have that many friends there.
Yeah, so we were constantly hoofing it back east to hang out and then back to Santa Monica. Yeah. Not ideal. All right, that was good. Another one could be jump in the ocean.
Yeah, for sure jump in the ocean. It's the weird, like jumping in the ocean, if you have any like weird universe thoughts inside of your head, then jumping in the ocean makes you like, wow, everything's connected.
I think that I'll go one generaler.
Great.
And any body of water.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of just cold water.
Yeah.
Dunking yourself in cold water. I went to Catterskill Falls last weekend in upstate New York. It's a spiritual experience.
Right? What are your thoughts on Coldwater Canyon, the street in LA? It's not technically cold water, but it is.
If I were rich, I'd have a plunge pool, I think.
What's that?
It's just like a deep pool that's small and cold, and you could just kind of like jump in it to wake yourself up.
Oh, whoa. Is that an indoor thing or an outdoor thing?
I think there's an outdoor thing. I think Tony Robbins has one. That's why I saw that. Yeah, plunge pool. Yeah.
So it's like a pool that's deeper than a normal pool, but also smaller because you don't.
Yeah, it's like 10 by 10. You just jump into it, fully submerge, come back, and you're like, I've plunged. I'm cold.
An adult baptism.
I'm invigorated. You gotta just do shit that invigorates your ass. You know?
Stop yelling at me.
You're so even keeled. You never get invigorated.
That's right.
When's the last time you felt invigorated?
Probably something basketball related, like the game 6 of the finals. Did you watch that?
No.
Yeah, it was Raptors at Warriors. I mean, the intensity.
I would rather watch Raptors and Warriors
actually fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would love Jurassic Park.
Oh, what's that?
All right, here's a question about a secret crush written by a man. Let's give this guy a fake name. What do you got?
Warrior.
That's cool.
Nice.
Warrior writes, big fan for over 10 years, just now getting into the podcast, and I have a lot of catching up to do. I saw this note on my car underneath my windshield after leaving an ice cream parlor with a number attached to it, but no name, and I almost threw it away. The note says, jumping out on a limb here, think you're handsome, too shy to tell you in person. Okay?
It's the opposite of catcalling.
I thought it might have been from some girls that were in there while I was inside, but then I realized I had been there before them, so there's no way they knew what I drive. Plus, they seem way younger than me. I'm 26. But I was so curious to know who left this. I decided to text the number, and turns out it was my next door neighbor. Me and my buddies just got a house 2 months ago, so I don't know her name yet. The thing is, my neighbors are a couple with two small children and maybe another girl. I've seen two different women there, but only one of them a few times, but I'm not sure if she's just a friend or what. So I'm not sure if I'm texting the mother slash wife with two kids or a single lady around my age. I'm not sure how to move forward on how to find out who I'm texting. Or should I just say screw it and seize the cheese regardless? Ta-da. Warrior.
It's the single woman. You're insane.
Well, what if it's not?
It is.
It for sure is.
How do you know until you text?
Oh my God.
I guess in a larger sense, how do you know who's texting? Can you ask or do you just say, let's meet up, and then you throw caution to the wind?
I mean, I feel like this would be like a funny flirt to be like, just checking, you're not the mom with two kids, right? That's what
is that okay to ask, or is that a sexy secret admirer ruining situation?
Well, if it is the mom, he doesn't want to proceed, I assume.
Who knows?
You don't want to live next to the marriage you're breaking up.
I don't.
Is that your other unsolicited advice?
Yes. This seems solicited.
Okay, here's what you do. I if you guys want to pontificate anymore, feel free, because this is the practical, like, this one has the right answer is the only thing. So I don't want to like mic drop and give the right answer.
So if you guys want to just yeah. Let me see.
If you have any more like bits,
send me a selfie.
Okay,
that way you can see who it is.
Right,
you could go, I assume you're the mom with two kids and I'm so down to ruin your life,
lol.
Laughing crying emoji.
Yeah.
Send me a selfie is kind of like just a creepy thing. Uh-huh. You definitely don't want to send that.
What
text.
If you send a selfie first and then you hope that they respond?
Oh,
with
God,
one?
That's so cringy.
I've always wanted to be a father.
Oh, that's cool. With a selfie?
Yeah. You with a fake baby.
That's nice.
Because if it is the mom, she'll think that's great. He's already good with kids.
All right, what do you think?
Fake baby. Okay, so here's what you actually do. You add the contact, then you go to Instagram and you do the, you know, find people to follow. You sort by contacts.
Instagram
lets you add people based on the people in your contact list in your phone.
Okay,
so then you'll be able to see who this person's is on their Instagram.
But what if they don't have their phone number? What if it's private? What if it doesn't have any?
If it's even if it's private, they'll still have an avatar.
Yeah, okay. I don't even know about this function.
Yeah. And what if the avatar is like of a car?
It won't be.
It won't be of a car.
Yeah.
And okay. Also, it's the single woman.
Then also, I mean, it is the single woman. And if the avatar is a weird thing, then you could still just request to follow it, make a Finsta.
Also,
you can figure it out.
Is there anything wrong with going out with someone if it's a pure blind secret note crush?
No, I went on one of these once.
Have you left a note?
I went on a date with somebody who left their number on a Jenga piece in a bar.
Bomb.
And you didn't know who it was.
I did not know who it was. I called and I left a message. And she texted me the next day and she was like, I've been getting texts for years and I've never ever, I've never gone out with anybody, but you're the first person that called.
Oh, she's been doing the Jenga piece trick.
I think her friend left it as like a joke on this Jenga piece. And
I thought it was a person that knew you and saw you.
No, it was like, it was a bar. It was a bar that had like a Jenga thing.
And it just said, call me for a fun date or something?
Right, yeah. For a good time call, like this number. And the weird thing was, I was on a date at that bar, and I did it. And, like, the girl I was with was like, you should call. And I did.
Julia looks disgusted a little bit.
No.
But anyway, I went on a completely blind date. No idea what this person looked like.
And?
It was a nice date. We had a good time.
It was the worst night of my life.
No, it was nice. I think it's really nice in this day and age of, like, knowing so much, being able to like completely social media stalk people before you see them, to just like go out on a blind date. That doesn't happen anymore. That's a lost thing.
Real life things are really, really good.
Okay. So you're saying it's probably the single lady, but either way, just go out with a person and find out.
Wait, no, that's not actually my advice.
It is. I think I speak for you when I say. Can I answer for you?
I feel like it is generally a great thing to go out on a blind date. And then like if it's your neighbor, as someone who has dated their neighbor, your sense of home is important and you just don't want to live in fear of seeing someone, you know?
Yeah.
Walking outside your door.
Mm-hmm. Dating your neighbor is, it's
dangerous. It's like dating a coworker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you could just like maybe not respond. And then like when you see this like single woman who lives next to you who definitely left her number on your car, then you can like feel it out. And if it's going to be like mad sparks and feel amazing, then like maybe try it. But if you see her and it doesn't feel great, I wouldn't pollute your home.
I think that the home's already polluted. I think he has to move already.
Uh-oh.
He's texting.
One note.
He's texting with someone he doesn't even know who it is. Next time he sees the single mom, what is he going to do? It's like, I think I'm not texting you, but if I am, here's the knowing smile.
Jake is one note away from gone girling, going ghost, moving states at any given time. It can happen to you.
I have so many broken leases.
And Lisas.
Broken hearts, broken leases.
All right, we got time for one more question.
Great.
Okay. If you do. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need another ladies.
Wait, do we talk about Julia's album? We should do that after the break.
That's true. Okay, you want to talk about your album first?
How's that?
I did an album. I made music.
What's it called and how do people listen to it?
It's called Ugh Wow. That's U-G-H-W-O-W, one word.
One word.
Ugh, wow.
Ugh, okay. Wow.
And it's six songs. It's on Spotify or iTunes or Amazon.
Wherever you listen to music.
Wherever you listen to music.
We got CDs.
When you say, ugh, wow, like, is that the cadence? Like, ugh, wow.
It can be. The reason I did is because it's like any expression of emotion.
Yes, that's true. I say wow all the time for things that make me sad or happy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's like probably one of the most happy songs I've ever written on this record, and then easily the saddest song.
Ooh, I can't wait to listen.
Easily.
The highs and lows.
There's some pretty sad songs in old albums.
I know.
And not even close.
Not even close. Far and away. Far and away the saddest song I've ever written.
What's the theme? Give me a taste, a sample. I want to know what's revolves.
So sad?
Yeah.
Building a life with someone and like being sure that like your life had was like culminating in this like deep, deep love and then being like, oh, nope.
Yeah. It
that's
going
not
all
true.
Away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The song's called Not True.
Oh, there wow. we go. That's universal sadness.
You just said it.
Oh,
did I say, oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Oh, wow.
It's official.
That's crazy.
See?
Why don't we play?
Wait, I had a question. When you perform like the saddest song you've ever written, are you desensitized because you've like rehearsed it and played it so much, or does it still like send you to a place when you're performing live? Because I bet like a lot of people in the audience are transported to that place.
Yeah. I had a release show a week ago and I choked up for sure.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm not even sad about that relationship not existing anymore. It's just like an emotional thing. And then you can like feel like I just am limbic system connected to like 200 people who are all also being sad.
Right, yeah. Dealing with their own not truths. Mm-hmm. And like all of the people that they're thinking of are different than the person that you wrote the song about. But it's all like, mm-hmm. yeah, that's some crazy, that's ocean level connection shit.
Ocean, yes.
And you guys all jumped in the ocean, right?
We all jumped in the, oh my God, I want to do that. I want to have like a beach show and then we all jump in the ocean to cleanse our souls.
Oh, that's dope. You could perform from the top of a little lighthouse tower thing.
Yeah.
Or not lighthouse, lifeguard. Lifeguard shack.
Yeah,
lifeguard shack.
Do you ever jump in when it's dark out, or it's usually a daytime thing?
I have jumped into the ocean in the dark.
It's not too cold?
It is cold.
And then when you get out, are you still just cold?
You're just kind of like, it's cold, but it's not like, it's just a different way of existing as a human.
So it's cold but not bad.
You feel like you've been dipped in some sort of like armor that is cold.
Wow. The plunge pool. I mean, you're from upstate New York. This shit doesn't faze you.
I did the polar bear club at camp every summer, so you know what I mean.
Is that a winter camp?
No, it's a summer camp, but you know, like how the sun comes out and warms the water during the day, and then at night the sun is gone and so the water gets cold, and so first thing in the morning the water's cold.
And so you're used to jumping in cold water.
Where in camp? Where was the camp?
I used to go, it's on a Finger Lake, and it was a YMCA camp. It was called Camp Quarry.
Cool. Big into Finger Lakes. I applied to Hobart and William Smith, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Me too.
Summarily rejected.
Well, yeah. I got in, so suck
wow.
It.
Good on you.
Thanks.
At the end of the episode, we usually play a, not that we're there yet, but we usually play an outgoing intro theme song, but maybe we can play one of the songs from your album.
Yeah, just play a really sad song at the end of this comedy
show. Should we play
show?
The saddest one or the happiest one? Or the...
You choose. You can choose which song. You tell me.
I'm going to vote for a happy one.
Yeah. Okay, we don't have to say it yet, but okay. Think on that while I ask this question.
Okay.
We need a lady's name.
Paris.
Pam Paris.
Or right. I thought you said Panera's.
Panera?
Panera.
The sandwich place?
Panera.
I've never eaten at a Panera.
One second, I'm just.
Oh, I'm just. Are we? Is the show so militant? Answer questions, or do we just like fuck around sometimes?
Yeah, we fuck around, but you not eating at a Panera doesn't. It doesn't seem like it would lead anywhere fruitful.
Well, I was so interested if you guys.
What's that?
I was just gonna ask if you guys ever had a
Panera.
Yeah,
I've had a sandwich at a fucking Panera. Great. Can we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julia.
This is the best joke of the show.
Fine, Julia. Have you ever had a Quiznos? Like, what are we
no,
doing?
No, Panera. We all had Quiznos. I actually realized I did have Panera once.
But only once. That has to be super rare.
Honestly, going once is more interesting than never going.
Yeah. If 1 through 10, the least amount of times gone, got to be 1, right?
Yeah. I've gone to Panera the least out of any of us. Unless Julia's never been.
I've been.
Awesome.
Aren't you glad we did this?
Yeah. All right, fine. Fuck. I just don't want to validate
this episode is absolutely called Panera.
Yeah, and it is a sponsored post.
All right, go ahead.
Pam Panera Paris writes, I've recently gotten back into the Hinge game, and I matched with this very nice, very cute guy. On my Hinge profile, it says that I wanted to learn how to surf, so he offered to teach me the first time we hang out. We've made plans to meet up soon, but here's the kicker. She said, here's the problem. I don't know why I said, here's the kicker. I showed a picture of him to my sister, and she told me that he's my cousin's ex-boyfriend. She recognized him from an Instagram, but when we went to look, she had deleted all the pictures of them together. So obviously they're broken up. I only see my cousin a few times a year, and we don't get to catch up much, so I'm not sure how long they were together for, but I think they were kind of serious. So now what? I know I have to tell this guy that I'm his ex's cousin, but what if he still wants to hang out? I kind of still want to, but I know if it were to go anywhere serious, it could get super weird between my cousin and I. What are your thoughts? I'm in dire straits, and I need your advice. Sincerely, whatever ridiculous name you end up giving me.
Which is Paris Panera.
Ooh, would you date a cousin's ex?
No.
No. Instant no.
And I feel the same. I think my cousins and I are like, you know, we're not best friends for life, but we catch up like once or twice a year. And I just would not want my family things to feel any type of way.
Interesting. That's a very adult, mature answer. Jake, you fucked a cousin before, let alone an ex.
Okay, knock it off.
What?
It was at a Le Pen quotidien. I think, yeah, my concern with this question is, like, how is she absolutely sure? It's just her sister thought she recognized him based on her cousin's Instagram.
Yeah, talk
which
to
was
your
then
cousin.
Deleted. Yeah.
Talk to the cousin or talk to the guy?
No, talk to your cousin.
Talk to your cousin. Yeah. Go to cousin first, because then you'll be like, cousin could easily be like, oh yeah, I dated him. Go for it.
Yeah.
So best you ask her permission. Scenario. If you got permission blessing, would you go for it, or are you still too sticky?
Well, it's not even permission. It's just like a, oh my gosh, isn't this so weird? So it's A, like an opportunity to connect with your cousin, which, like, gotta say, being connected to family is dope. And if it is totally chill, then you have, like, nothing to worry about or think about at all.
Yeah. I also think there's a decent chance here that your cousin's going to be like, no, that's not my ex.
Yeah.
Your sister saw one Instagram post 4 weeks ago and was mistaken.
So it's too
late.
Lots
of men look just the same as each other.
Look at Amir and I.
So here's the opposite.
Now that Amir's got LASIK, we're identical.
Did you know I got LASIK?
Yeah.
Do you know I also did that?
Really? When?
Like 6 years ago.
Wow, three of us sitting in a room with perfect vision, all laser enhanced. Yeah, dude.
You too?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was about to say I got it first, but I got it last year.
We are the future.
Yeah.
Do you like it still?
I love it.
Yeah. Do you wear glasses ever?
For style, sometimes I do.
Were was your eyesight pretty bad? What was your prescription?
-3.5, -4.
Cool. That's like in between what you and I, because you were like -7, right?
No, I was around -3 as well.
Sorry.
We talked about that once.
The fact that we had similar prescripts.
Yeah.
And then you had LASIK by the time we talked.
Probably.
Damn. So you've had no, like, ill effects 5 years after the fact.
No, my vision is still great, and it doesn't really wear off. Like, every once, the vision, of course, but, like, the wonder of not wearing glasses anymore.
You still feel it.
I still am like,
in the shower I can see, and during a haircut I can see, and all that stuff.
Especially at the beach. Oh my God, haircuts are like the funniest place, because I always used to be like, well, what's happening?
Yeah, let me put my glasses on and a grand reveal of what just happened.
What are you doing to me?
And now you don't have to take the glasses to the plunge.
Yeah, there's so many locations.
Did you ever wear contacts?
I did, and then they stopped feeling good for any length of time. Like, I would put them in and 3 seconds later, no matter what, how fresh they were or anything, they just felt terrible.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't imagine. I was never going to be able to wear contacts. LASIK was the only solution for me.
They were fine for like 10 years, and then they got bad.
Interesting.
Wait, how does that work, though? Because I never saw you with glasses.
My vision was like getting bad as I got older.
Oh, I see.
I had like a pretty light prescription. It was like -1.7 and like -0.75 or something. But it got to the point where like, I was just like fending it off, like, I don't need glasses, I don't need glasses. And then finally I was like, okay, I need glasses, and I can't wear them.
That's so like your favorite thing to do is let something get as bad as it can before you do anything about it.
I think like I straight up almost, I was like driving at night and I almost died. Like, okay, this is silly.
I'm going to pull over and get LASIK right now. You, over there.
But like after I got LASIK, I realized how long I had like just like vaguely shitty eyesight.
You did the same thing with your feet. Now you're getting feet surgery.
I'm getting feet surgery.
You are?
Yeah.
Whoa.
LASIK.
Let's talk about
that
later. I want to. We talk about joint things.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man. I was so concerned when you hurt your leg.
Oh, I know.
Are you still hurting?
No. And it's part of why I work out every day, is because my knees are like. We can talk about the shape of my body later. But wait, look. Look at how my knee comes in kind of right here. Do you see?
You're also very flexible. That's, you're doing like a, I don't know how to describe this, but your leg is straight up
very,
as you sit
I
down.
Would fucking love to feel that stretch. I'm so tight. This is as high as I can go.
Yeah, you have like no hammies. They're like so loose.
Well, this is another reason I work out every day, is because I'm hyper flexible and my joints could bend in ways that they really shouldn't because I'm so flexible. So I have to strengthen them to support how bendy I am.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Contortionist. Yeah. Oh my God. Very
also,
bendy.
I'm single. What's up?
Catch me on Hinge, cousins of the
Follow
world.
Follow me down the street. What's up?
No. So the order of operations here for this lady is ask your cousin if she says it's fine, or if she says that's not actually my ex-boyfriend, go for it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say ask your cousin. I would just like connect with your cousin. Like, isn't this like funny that my sister thinks that, like, I matched with this guy and, like, my sister thinks that you dated this guy? Is it him? Or is it just...
What if she's like, haha, yeah, that's him?
Then be like, oh, weird. And if she doesn't give you, like, a go out with him, then it's done.
Right. Cancel.
Other guys know how to surf.
Yeah, other guys are cute. You know? This guy is not a real person yet. You have not met him.
Yes. The idea of him is worth sacrificing your relationship with your family, but it's not in reality.
She should go on one date because odds are the date will be bad. And then it's like, uh-oh, got good.
No, but then, all right, then I'll you go always on have the weird, like, date. Secret with your cousin.
Yeah, no, because then you're making it a forbidden fruit and everyone wants forbidden fruit.
Spend a year with this guy. See what happens. All I'm saying is, like, bring him to one family reunion.
Let him get boring.
Yeah. At a certain point, one of you will die, and then
you break up with him, actually you and your cousin have way more in common.
Yeah, because you could be like, I hate when Kyle taught me how to surf. He was like...
He never taught me how to surf.
Really? Yeah, he says he does that with everyone he's...
I'm actually
about.
Back together with Kyle.
Are you now? He taught me how to boogie board yesterday. Fuck!
Kyle went body surfing and never came back.
All right, Julia, what song are we ending this episode on?
Oh my gosh, do Boys.
Boys.
Yeah.
Okay. On theme, on brand, on we.
What?
Never mind. if you have your own questions or theme song, send it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Julia, the name of the album one more time is?
Ugh, wow.
Ugh, wow.
People can just Google that and your name on Google and find the best way to listen to it.
Yes.
Or Spotify.
Yes.
Or iTunes or Amazon or everything.
All the things.
Go to your local friggin' Radio Shack. They sell CDs.
No.
Yeah. Go to a Sam Goody or a Tower Record.
That's not going to work out for them. They're going to be mad that you sent them there.
Go to a Borders, the CD section, where you can sample CDs. Remember
Walmart
those?
Sells discs.
No.
I'm 49. Is that
go
all
to
right?
Best Buy and use your phone and download Julia's album, right?
This is Boys, so you can also just continue listening. You'll hear part of the album right now. Julia, thanks for coming by.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
This is a song for the boys who follow me down the street. Please do not ruin my day. Be quiet and bittersweet, baby boy. I hear what you say. It's not a fight. If I walk away, that's my right. Don't ruin my day. Don't ruin my night. If I walk away, don't make it a fight. This is a song for the boys who follow me down. Ruin my day, be quiet and bitter, sweet baby boy. Places to be, baby boy. To see, sweet a person who loves me, baby. This one would be because we are two ships in the night. A song for the boys who follow me down the street. This is a song for the boys who follow me down the street. This This is a song for the boys who follow me down the street. This is a song for the boys who follow me down the street.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.